listen, I told you before the game how proud of you I am, how hard you've worked. Every day we come in, we bust our rear ends, right? Now, first half, we got to stop beating ourselves, right? We had way too many penalties in that football game. But if we don't do those kind of things, you know how good we can be? Now, we got a tough road now, but at least we're on, but people know who we are now, okay? And who says that we can't win on the road? Who says that? There's like 7 or 9 in a row we can't win on the road? Let's keep it going, huh? Let's keep it going. All right, AD.
Let's go, fellas. Let's go. It's going to be a long road, but we're going to get there, baby. Let's go. Champs on three. 1, 2, 3, champs!
Good evening, and welcome back to Everything Purple. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw from the Vikings Entertainment Network, and that was the sweet sound of a victorious post-game locker room speech. Yet another one from your head coach, Mike Zimmer. The Vikings, a perfect 4-0 in the preseason, and they start the regular season perfectly with a victory over the St. Louis Rams down in St. Louis. They return home for a game against the New England Patriots this Sunday. You heard from Coach Zimmer as he addressed his team following the season opening victory. You're going to hear from some more Vikings on tonight's show as we look to highlight some of the best that the Vikings Entertainment Network has to offer you in terms of Vikings related content. Robert Blanton is coming up next, but later in the show you're going to hear from Adam Thielen, you're going to hear from Cordero Patterson, and you're going to hear a pretty dang good touchdown call from voice of the Vikings Paul Allen. First, though, Vikings safety Robert Blanton gets his first career start in the victory over the St. Louis Rams, and he was an integral part of the defensive effort, a defensive effort that did not give up a touchdown to the Rams. Robert Blanton joined this week's Wobcast. Welcome back to another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park, coming to you after a Vikings season-opening victory against the St. Louis Rams, and coming to you with a special guest. It's Vikings safety Robert Blanton, who starred in our victory against the Rams. I say that because, Robert, you led us in tackles. You got your first career start at safety, and you led us in tackles in the Week 1 victory. Congratulations.
Thanks, greatly appreciate it.
You sound super-duper thrilled and excited to be here.
Of course.
I know you are. You're just playing.
Yeah, I'm joking.
Tell me about the game. You led us in tackles, which, you know, you don't always want someone in your secondary leading us in tackles, but that means you're around the ball a lot and near the line of scrimmage a lot, and that is good. So tell us why you led us in tackles and what kind of game you think you had.
Just doing my job, doing what I'm coached to do, and defensively we played pretty good. We had some good turnovers. Harrison had a pick six, and Everybody did their job and played pretty well. We were successful and we won.
A lot of times, though, if you see someone in the secondary leading you in tackles, someone might think, well, yeah, that means that the offense was getting past the line of scrimmage a lot and was getting into the secondary. But I don't think that's what was happening, because the longest run we gave up was 7 yards. We didn't give up a touchdown, so nothing was going wrong defensively. We were doing everything right, but you still let us in tackles, so something was working for you.
Yes, sir.
What was working for you, man?
Just doing my job. Coach is putting me in positions to make plays.
What's your favorite thing to do on the field? Do you like to cover? Do you like to come down in the box and hit? What do you like to do the most?
I like to do it all. It's fun to get out there and play football. So football, you got to be able to do everything. Go out there and check guys down in the passing game and then also come up and make some big hits. It's pretty fun.
It's pretty unusual or at least it's uncommon for a team to have a starting tandem at safety and you're both from the same school and played together in college. And that's what we have with you and Harrison Smith. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's pretty awesome.
When you guys were playing together at Notre Dame, were you playing a lot of corner and he was playing safety, or were you both playing safety, or how'd that go?
I played corner, he played safety.
You played corner, he played safety. So if we get Tom Brady and company coming in here on next Sunday and they decide they want to go 5 wide and we need to stick you at corner, we can do that?
Yes, sir.
You feel comfortable doing that?
Of course.
You think they're going to do that?
Well, we got to watch the tape and see what they're going to do on offense. They're a great team, though.
They threw 56 times last week.
Yeah, that's exciting for defensive backs and, you know, get some opportunities to make some plays on the ball, hopefully.
You know, turnover margin is such a big deal in football, but particularly in the NFL. Each team gets usually 12 or 13 possessions in a game. So if you're taking 2 or 3 away from a team and giving your offense 2 or 3 extras, that's a huge deal. That's what you guys did on Sunday, +2 in turnover margin. Is that something that you guys talk a lot about in the meeting room? And how do you go about trying to generate turnovers? What do you do as a defense to try and make that happen?
Yeah, it's a goal of ours as a defensive unit to create turnovers and create a short field for our offense to work on. So, we practice hard. We run to the ball. If you run to the ball, great things happen.
Chicago Bears are really good at that. They're known as a team that creates a lot of turnovers. They're raking the ball out a lot in piles when there's a gang tackle going on. Five or six guys are in on a tackle. Do you like to come in and maybe try and rake the ball out? Is that something we might see you doing?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go out there, and we make sure we do it in practice so it becomes a habit.
We get home from the game on Sunday, and there's a Sunday night football game going on. The Colts and the Broncos were playing. Are you a guy who gets home and relaxes and watches the Sunday night game, or do you kind of unplug and tune out?
Everybody goes home and watches the Sunday night football game, man. Come on.
That's why you guys like playing in primetime so much, isn't it?
Of course.
You got to see your former squad, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. They played pretty well in primetime.
Yeah, they looked amazing. Looked amazing under the lights.
First time to shut out Michigan in that rivalry.
Heck yeah. I mean, can't get any better than that.
Yeah, you and Sullivan and Rudolph here, you got all you Notre Dame guys like to get together. And I don't know that we have any Michigan guys, though, so you probably really couldn't give anyone a hard time, huh?
Nah, you know, nobody to gang up on and pick on, but it's still fun to watch those guys go out there and dominate.
When we get back from a game and it's, you know, you turn the calendar to next week, what do you guys do as players on Monday and Tuesday to get ready for the next week's game?
You know, just get focused on the next team, and this week is the New England Patriots, so get the film and start watching it and get ready.
On Monday, do you guys watch your own tape from the previous game and meet with coaches? Is that what happens on Mondays?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Watch the game of from Sunday, and then but you also on your own watch some tape of the team you're playing that week and watch them on Tuesday and get ready for practice on Wednesday.
They give you tape to bring home if you want to look at it on your day off.
Yes, sir.
What do you do on Tuesdays? Players' day off is Tuesdays in the NFL for most teams. What do you like to do?
Come in here, hot tub, cold tub.
Yeah. Take care of yourself.
Yeah.
That's good.
Go get a nice breakfast, something real big and fat, you know, some good bacon and stuff like that. So.
All right. Okay, that's good. They don't let you do that around here, so you got to do it on your day off.
Exactly.
All right. Challenge with the New England Patriots. What do you think it is?
Oh, they have a great offense, a great quarterback who's going to be a Hall of Famer one day, and they got some pretty good receivers, and, I mean, they're great at executing their job, so we got to be disciplined.
When you have a big challenge like that, like you said, a future Hall of Fame quarterback coming in, is that something that you look forward to, that you want? You want that challenge? You want to face that guy? Or is that something that, you know, you kind of get nervous about?
No, that's what you want. You want to play against the best, and, I mean, we want to be the best. I want to be the best. Our defense wants to be the best, and we got to go against the best for that to happen. So we're excited for the challenge.
All right, man. Congrats on your first start. Congrats on playing well. You guys played well as a defense, and we hope to see more of it, all right?
Thanks, greatly. Appreciate it.
All right. That was the first start for Viking safety Robert Wendt in his second season out of Notre Dame. Looks to be a big part of the Vikings defense in Mike Zimmer's first season guiding that defense. Now, should the Vikings apologize for their victory over the Rams because it came against the second and third string quarterback? And who were some of the underrated players in the victory? Those questions and more answered in this week's Pick 6. Welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobshall, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. The Vikings are 1-0 after their season opening victory over the St. Louis Rams, and the New England Patriots are up next, the home game at TCF Bank Stadium. Before we can get to that, we got to do the Pick 6, so let's get right to your questions. The first one comes from Brandon. What was the key to the Vikings' win? Well, quite simply, I think, aside from total score, the number one indicator for wins and losses in the NFL is turnover margin. The Vikings were +5 in turnover margin this preseason, and funny, they were 4-0. The Vikings were +2 in turnover margin on Sunday, and I think that's the biggest key to victory over the Rams. The Vikings took care of the ball on offense and took the ball away on defense. But getting more specific, looking at a particular situation in the game, I think a big key to the Vikings' victory was late in the first half, Josh Robinson's interception along the sideline, which set up a four-play drive that resulted in a Greg Jennings touchdown on a nice pass for Matt Cassel. That sequence of events set the stage for the Vikings' victory and set the stage for the third quarter, where Cordarrelle Patterson's touchdown run blew the game wide open. Our next question comes from Dan in Rochester. Who were some underrated standouts in Sunday's win? A couple of guys who went under the radar on offense: Brandon Fusco at right guard, who we just signed to a contract extension. He and Matt Asiata, who played running back but also played a little bit of fullback in this game. Those two combined on a key block on Patterson's touchdown run. So I look at those two guys as playing a key role in the game. And how about Robert Blanton? He led us in tackles
in his first start at safety for the Vikings. Tom Johnson had a strip sack. I thought he played really well as well. So a lot of underrated guys making big plays for the Vikings, helping us to victory. Our next question comes from Kyle in Watertown, Minnesota. Do you think the Rams game would have been different with Sam Bradford playing? Quarterback is such an important position in the NFL that, yeah, the game may have gone a little bit differently had the Rams had a different quarterback in the game, but Sean Hill is a good player in his own right. He started a lot of games in the NFL. He has twice as many touchdowns as interceptions. This Rams game was not a walkover win for the Vikings. It was a tough game, and Sean Hill has led teams to victory. There's no rule that says he couldn't have led the Rams to victory over the Vikings. I don't look at this Vikings victory over the Rams any differently because it was Sean Hill as I would if it was Sam Bradford. A good win for the Vikings on the road. They won on the road, something they weren't able to do last year. They've done it already this year. The Vikings are off to a good start. Our next question comes from Darren in Topeka. The first win was nice, but now the real test begins with New England and New Orleans coming up. Do you view the Rams game as a nice warm-up with those two tough games coming up? I don't view any game in the NFL as a warm-up. If you had that mindset, you might have looked at the Bears-Buffalo-Bills game in week one as a warm-up for the Bears, but the Bills went into Soldier Field and beat them. How about the Atlanta Falcons? Last year, they didn't have a very good season. They came in this season a little bit under the radar. They hosted the New Orleans Saints. The New Orleans Saints are expected to win the NFC South, but Atlanta beat New Orleans. So there are no easy games in the NFL. The Rams were not an easy opponent for the Vikings. But the Vikings get a victory. They carry that momentum into week two. Yes, the New England Patriots and Tom Brady will be a tough task, but we're going to be at home, and I expect a good effort from the Vikings and a good game on Sunday.
Okay, we're coming up against a break, but first, let us tell you about something that's happening later in the week. Join host Mike Mussman, along with Vikings cornerback Captain Munnerlin, for Vikings Country this Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Sunshine Factory in Plymouth. You could win great prizes, including a trip to the Miller Lite Touchdown in the Tropics in Cancun. Visit Vikings.com/Vikings Country for more information. Plenty more to go on tonight's Everything Purple. You're going to hear from some more of your favorite Vikings, including Adam Thielen and Cordero Patterson. You're listening to Everything Purple on KFAN and the Fan Radio Network.
Castle shotgun, Jennings to the right, two receivers left, Cordero slot left. Play action to Adrian. Castle back to pass, fires back right to the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Greg Jennings back right of the end zone, and Minnesota opens a 12-0 lead.
Welcome back to Everything Purple. Mike Wobshall from Vikings.com here to guide you for the rest of the show. The excitement is building for the new stadium in 2016. It's a new home for your Minnesota Vikings, a new beginning and new opportunities for our fans. Start your Vikings legacy today by visiting VikingsLegacy.com. Speaking of legacy, we may be at the beginning of a new Vikings legacy from Adam Thielen, who made the Vikings 53-man roster after being on the practice squad last year. He was the subject of a segment in a recent Vikings Beyond the Gridiron. Take a listen.
It's just 15 feet, 180 inches, and 457 centimeters. But it's the most important 15 feet, 180 inches, and 457 centimeters in the life of a Minnesota Viking.
When you're in the center, you just kind of feel like, you know, you never know what's going to happen. And, you know, being there last year in the practice squad and seeing all the guys that were active on the outside wall, and, you know, it was always a goal to get there.
The lockers inside Winter Park line the walls of the locker room, 53 stalls stretching across the room. But in the middle sits the 10 stalls for the practice squad players, just 15 feet away from the rest.
Oh, it's pretty awesome. I mean, it's nice to be around the other receivers, and, you know, it felt good when I walked in and went to my locker on the outside wall, but, you know, there's still a lot of work to do and ready to get to that first game.
On Saturday, Adam Thielen moved 15 small feet, but it was quite the move.
It's crazy to think about. You know, it was nice just to have a locker before, and then you have that new goal of getting to the outside and making that 53-man roster. And, you know, it's a pretty crazy feeling to finally get here, and now I just got to keep it.
An impressive training camp and preseason will help that move. Thielen made the jump from the practice squad in 2013 as a rookie to making this year's team. When others doubted him, he found a way to succeed, and he did it with his hard work mentality and standing out in all facets of the game.
Adam has done an outstanding job. He's a young man that has taken advantage of his opportunities. He was on our practice squad last year. He listened to coaching. Did a great job of formulating himself to an excellent football player, and it paid off for him to be on our 53.
A Detroit Lakes native who grew up idolizing the Vikings is now on his boyhood team as an active member on the roster. After starting in college at Minnesota State Mankato to making the practice squad as a rookie, Adam Thielen took the giant step this year and is living out a lifelong dream.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I grew up, you know, rooting for the Vikings, and I always wanted to play for the Vikings. It was always a goal of mine, and you know, I finally reached that goal, and now I have bigger goals.
While one hopeful achieved his dream and will be wearing purple on Sundays, another is faced with more adversity in his football life. Antonio Richardson was regarded by many to be an early draft pick in the May draft, but injury concerns kept the rookie on the board, where he ultimately signed a free agent contract with the Vikings. After an impressive camp, his season unfortunately came to an end with a tough injury in the preseason finale.
It's not upsetting at all. You know what I mean? I just feel like you can't really dwell on things that you can't control. That's totally out of my control. I did everything that I could to this point, so it's really focusing on right now. I know what I got to do. You know, I know I got to, you know, get my surgery or whatever, and I know that I got to rehab and then, you know, move forward from there, you know, with my rehab, with my lifting, making sure that I'm, you know, come back next year 100%.
Richardson was placed on injured reserve, ending his rookie season before it really ever got started. He was doubted coming to Minnesota, and many will doubt the 22-year-old's ability to overcome the latest blow. But Richardson has found a way of overcoming adversity and finding a way to prosper.
You know, some people will look at it as a setback. It's not a setback to me. It's just doing what you got to do to get to where you need to go. You know, adversity happens all the time, you know. So, you know, I'm just taking it, you know, every day I'm going to do what I need to do from a rehab standpoint, from a lifting standpoint, making sure that the coaches understand that, you know, that I appreciate everything that they're doing as far as invested in me and that, you know, that I want to make this my permanent home here in Minnesota. So, you know, just doing, you know, the biggest thing is just me playing my part. And that's, you know, that's what I'm focused on right now.
There isn't always a storybook ending to every NFL saga. It's part of the game. But the book isn't complete for two young Vikings. Adam Thielen found that out last year after not making the roster and coming back better in 2014 to earn that roster spot. The uphill battle in front of Antonio Richardson might just be a minor roadblock in his desire to achieve a dream.
From one Vikings receiver, Adam Thielen, to another, Cordarrelle Patterson, our new TV show, Vikings Connected, went with Cordarrelle on his day off. Check it out.
What's up, guys? It's your one and only, Cordarrelle Patterson, and I'm showing you what I do on my day off. You know, you have me here at the K-Fan Studios, checking out my boy PA. You know, tune in, and I'm just scrolling through on my day off to show y'all guys how I get it done.
Welcome back, Paul Allen, 9 to noon radio show. It's 9:35. Cordarrelle Patterson, wide receiver for the Minnesota Vikings, courtesy of Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park, has come in studio to share a little purple and gold love. Norv kind of moved it all over the field in the preseason. What do you think will be different?
I hope nothing be different, man. You know, we went 4-0 in the preseason, and, you know, we hope we can continue that and just build off that.
This is called Know Your Teammates. Why are you giggling?
I'm always giggling.
All offensive players. I have some hints. This person is from Connecticut. He's not Kyle Rudolph, but went to Notre Dame. He plays offensive line. Know your teammates, Cordarrelle. Come on.
Oh, Sully.
Give it to him. Yeah. Father. He's from Connecticut.
I didn't know that.
This offensive player claims he can do 20 pull-ups with his palms facing down. He caught 4 touchdowns last year, all from Matt Cassel.
Okay.
He's a wide receiver, Cordarrelle.
I say Greg Jennings.
Give it to him! It only took 15 hits, but we got there, sweet tender. My tenderoni, she's my only love. Okay. He helps the team in multiple ways. He is a Detroit Lakes, Minnesota native.
Adam Thielen.
Give it to him off 2 in. See? They shut him down for the first two quarters. But he just put a double move on Richard Sherman, and there he goes. Hooked on a feeling. He's Adam Thielen. Okay, last one. Recently became a dad. With marriage, you have to have nerves of steel. He's a quarterback.
Christian Ponder.
Yes! From Colleyville, Texas, by way of Tallahassee.
And that's
I got
a fact.
All his albums.
Hey, guys, just finished up with my guy, PA. Now it's time to head back to the facility and carry on with the NFL Network.
We're here now. You know, it been doing the NFL fantasy question, so no tune in to your one and only CP and watch me.
I'm pleased to be joined now by one of the most explosive wide receivers in the National Football League, Cordarrelle Patterson. How you doing, Cordarrelle?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I love you in fantasy football for this year. I'm expecting a big year based partially on what I saw at the end of your rookie year in the last four games of the fantasy season. Do you go into this season with any expectations in terms of your stats?
Oh, man, I really don't. Man, I can't, man. I don't know what to expect this year. You know, like I said, I hope I play all 16 games this year. And, you know, I hope my fantasy points blow up like no other player ever did before. But, you know, I'm not expecting no things this year, man. I just hope I do great.
I'm telling you guys out there right now, draft this man, Cordarrelle Patterson.
Well, that's a wrap, guys, man. It's Tuesday. It's my off day, man. So you got to go and check it out yourself, man. It's time for me to go. I got to finish my Tuesday because, like I said, it is my off day.
That'll do it for tonight's show. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, Vikings and Patriots from TCF Bank Stadium this Sunday at noon. You can hear the game on this station and all across the Vikings radio network. Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, will have the call, along with Pete Bursich from the booth and Greg Coleman from the sidelines. Thanks for listening. I'm your host, Mike Wabshaw. We'll be back next week with another edition of Everything Purple. We wish you a good night and leave you on a good note.
Cordarrelle Patterson motions to the backfield, toss to Cordarrelle, turns up the field to the 40, to the 50, to the Rams 40, angles to the left of the 30, shakes a tackle at the 25, Cordarrelle Patterson back to the right, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown! In a one season and one game run for Cordarrelle Patterson, that's as good as we've seen. Cordarrelle Patterson with a 67-yard rushing touchdown, the fourth of his career, and the Vikings lead 19-3.